That's a little taste from a new musical about star-crossed lovers Jimmy and Florrie. Written and composed by Gamilaroi Biripi musician, composer and filmmaker Troy Russell, it tells a fictionalised story of Troy's great-grandparents. I spoke with Troy and director Lily Shearer from Mogollon Performing Arts about how the show grew from a single composition piece with Ngarraburia.
The last shot is about two people who fall in love. They go off to be married. There's a bit of high-end drama where a young fellow is killed, and Jimmy and Florrie, who are our protagonists, are blamed for the murder. And a tracker leads the boy's father and gets him to cross paths with Jimmy and Florrie where a gun battle ensues.
This is a story that is based partly on your family history. Do you feel like there's extra pressure or extra kind of concern in making sure that you tell things in a right way, a way that's not going to get you in trouble? Or
no, look, I'm telling a fictional story. And no, I don't think that there is any sort of real controversy about their names being involved or anything like that. They're, in the story, they're characters. And, you know, we honour them in song, which is nice for me to have that. It gets people to remember who they were and what they did when they were alive.
This is a work that started in song. It's built up over time into a larger narrative and also just a larger work. What has it been like to kind of develop it into each new stage?
So developing this story at Yellow Monday, I walked in with just the songs, one song, really. And myself, Nardi Simpson and Kirk Page, we brainstormed and pushed things around on page and sort of came up with this loose idea of this love story, which, you know, it's a travelling love story. It's got high drama and it's got all this. And but yeah, so with the Elamundi workshops, we were able to do all that. And throwing the songs in there made a difference as well. Yeah, so it's a story that's been informative, the journey, and finding out a lot about who they were, you know, from history's pages. And, luckily for me, that my great-grandmother was well written about. My mum's family, her mother and father and their parents and so on, were greatly featured in different stories in the Dawn magazines and the New Dawn magazines and the Australian Inland Missions book paper that came out every so often, periodicals. So there was a young university student who approached Mum and wanted to learn more about her family, and she got a lot of information. She came back with all this information when she finished the paper, and photographs and the whole lot. So, and there's a few stories I didn't hear of, you know, and they're yet to be told, so I'll keep that under my hat. But, yeah, interesting stuff, just interesting stuff. And, like, I think because of the genre of music that I'm playing these days, it's sort of really into that area. So, you know, folk music, history, Australian history.
Yeah, there's a broad mix of genres in terms of musical style that we hear throughout the show, from country to Irish folk to I guess I would call it Australian folk, and then classical, which I assume is the Ngarraburia
piece. So with the Ngarraburia music, that's art music. It's a fairly recent genre that's come about. Rather than calling it completely classical, it's played by instruments of that genre, but it's more of an art. So, yeah, I'm glad to have that opportunity to write for that stuff, and it came along at the right time. And, yeah, like you say, the show's got it all. But, yeah.
And your cousin, John Blair, is playing the storyteller who guides audiences through this story. What was it about John that made you think that he would make a good storyteller?
I've known John for a long time. We met back in the late 80s, in 87, at a an Aboriginal performing arts college called the Aura Centre. And I had the family tree out one day, and he saw it and goes, "Oh, that's my family." And I said, "Yeah, that's my family." You know, he goes, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm there." He goes, "Oh, I'm just there." Oh, so we're closely related. And we've had a friendship ever since. And I thought he would be the right pick for this because it's his story too. It's not just my story. You know, that's his great grandmother as well. And so fits perfectly.
Yamagura Bunkabil. Hello, everyone. My name's Lily Shearer. I'm a proud citizen of the Murawara Republic and have blood ties to the Nyimba, Yalliai, Kuma, and Gomeroi people. I am a co-founder and artistic director of Moogahlin Performing Arts and the director of The Last Shot by Troy Russell.
Lily, what is it about The Last Shot that first drew you in?
Oh, the personal story, the relationship of Troy and his great grandparents. And oh, I'm a sucker for romance. I love a good romantic story. And the romance and tragedy is just, Troy's married him so well with not just the spoken word and the storytelling, but the music and the lyrics to the song. And yeah, just melts your heart, breaks your heart.
I'm quite a sucker for romance too, and I am particularly interested in stories of black love, because I think that it's a space that, or a genre of storytelling that we don't get very often, and I'm really excited to see shows that are celebrating the way in which we find love and we celebrate love.
I'm a bit like you. We don't see enough of it really on stage. We don't see, we often see the violent love and what it has become, post, BC, after Cook. We don't get to see what was like, BC before Cook or during that invasion period, which is this period, this show is set in that period. And I think I get excited about it because seeing that on stage, we can sort of question ourselves as modern blackfellas. Wow, this is how our people loved each other. This is how our people cared for each other. I mean, I was one of the lucky ones witnessing my grandparents and my parents with that beautiful love, the same as this romantic love. Yes, there was tragedy as well, but our young people, my grandchildren wouldn't see this, and or even my children, because I came, I didn't have a great relationship with my ex-husband, so and other partners. There was violence, so it's really reassuring and really beautiful to look at how our people loved in the past to change what the future could be. You never know. You might get that one young person in the audience saying, "Wow, I haven't experienced this, but I want to experience it." So yeah, I'm excited about that.
It is a musical, so there's a lot of you've got John Blair as the storyteller, but you've also got this incredible music that is building on the narrative. How is the music working in the story?
Oh, for me, the music and the lyrics carries the story from the storyteller, from the narrator or storyteller, whatever you want to call John's role. I think the music, and the lyrics fleshes that out. It gives us a depth into that relationship and of that time and of the people. And it carries the story. You know, Troy's composed such, and Guy Music have composed and written some really wonderful lyrics and created that beautiful music, you know, and I think that really lends itself to the story, that really takes us deeper into that romantic, tragic relationship. Romantic relationship, tragic circumstances. Let's keep them separate. So, yeah, it carries the whole story. Really important. It just wouldn't be a show without that composition of music. The musicians will be on a rostra as part of the show, but separate to John's world. But they interact. So it becomes one world. And Guy Music, which is Troy's band, are there, plus some extra beautiful musicians such as David Peachy then. Sorry, Preston. I mean, Preston Peachy, cousin to David, a great musician. Kevin Hunt, if he's well enough, and we'll interchange with somebody else that we've got to find to interchange with Kevin Hunt playing piano. They're all on stage together, but creating two worlds that become one.
Oh, this feels really cheesy to say, but there is a really lovely metaphor in that it is. I can see you thought of it too. That this is, as a love story, it is about taking two people's worlds that are kind of combined to create one world. Yeah. Oh, Lily, this is why you're a director.
Yeah. and solving the issues of worlds.
Well, because you are playing double duty in that you are the artistic director of the company and you are the director of this show. I mean, I imagine that means that you've had a very long connection with this show right from Yellowmundi to 2021, I think. If not, maybe even earlier.
I think it came out of Naraburia, our First Peoples Composers initiative that we partner with the Australian Music Centre, Ensemble Offspring, Eora College. I hope I haven't missed anybody. But we've been partnering with this now for a number of years, and Troy was part of the first alumni. And Nukurula, his composition, Nukurula, came out of that, which is where his people were at in this play. They were at Nukurula, and I'm gathering it was a type of native lands to them, but to his people, but also became part of a mission. And those images, because this work has these beautiful images of Troy and John's family, and when they go up, then the tears begin to flow. They're really heartfelt. They're set in that period of time of the IRA, invasion, removal and assimilation. Oh, well, not quite assimilation, invasion and removal, but I just like using IRA. It makes you reflect and feel what our people had to endure, you know, whilst it's not directly impacting on me as a watcher, it impacts me indirectly as a black fella. We can empathise with the suffering of those people. We have the legacy, that intergenerational trauma, and how do we heal that trauma? By telling stories, by telling, okay, it's some truth, it's a lot of truth and it's some fictional, but we're telling that story. The act of us gathering to share that story is healing. So we're healing that trauma. And I think it reminds me of Karen Demery, great healer. I call her a healer. She runs these workshops and they're called Healing Trauma. And she reminds us that, you know we've been here from time immemorial, but you look at the last 50,000 years and that's 2,000 generations that flows through us in this 21st century. And what we've inherited in the last 253 years is from invasion is horrific. And how do we ourselves heal? You know, I don't want a government directive to tell me how to heal through reconciliation or any other form. I want my people with their knowledge and skills to share this healing with us, to heal together through stories. And that's what I love about working for Moggallen and co-founding a company, co-parenting a company, is that our stories helps us to heal, and it helps the wider Not First Peoples communities to understand and to heal with us and to walk alongside us. We don't need a handout. We need a hand up.
Lily Shearer is the Artistic Director of Moggallen Performing Arts and the Director of The Last Shot. You also heard from the show's writer and composer, Troy Russell. The Last Shot is on at Blacktown Arts Centre in Sydney, Thursday the 19th to Saturday the 21st of May. To book, head to blacktownarts.com.au. We'll also have a link in our show page. You're listening to Away, Indigenous Art and Culture on Radio National.